A65. Number 11A.
Well, we come to a further specification of the levels. We have now taken the general tonality of each level and have been making exercises with that. Now today we go a step further and begin to see that these various levels, anyway, the level of Christian Science, Absolute Christian Science and Divine Science, operate through the four of Word, Christ, Christianity and Science. So we have to cut down, I don't know if that is the right expression, to individualize those levels into the tonality of what is the Word, Christ, Christianity and Science on the level of Divine Science. What are those four actually on the level of Absolute Christian Science, and what are they on the level of Christian Science? The latter we have been considering in syllabus 4. That whole syllabus 4 was contemplating really the Word, the Christ, Christianity and Science on the level of Christian Science. So last year we have taken that with the four orders. So we will neglect those four on the level of Christian Science, if possible, sometimes for the sake of the wholeness of the subject, we have to take them in quickly, but we try to stay mostly on the level of Divine Science and Absolute Christian Science in those four operations. Last year we started out by asking ourselves what are the main characteristics that characterize the four side of the Holy City, and we made a whole list, as you remember, on how we can characterize those four, like those very well-known characteristics of the four, as we have it in the definition of God, as incorporeal the Word, divine the Christ, supreme Christianity, infinite science. And from there we went on to see that the Word was seeking, the Christ was finding, Christianity was using, and science was being, with a small b. Or we could see, if we would put it in again different connotations, we were seeing that what the Word was showing from an absolute sense, that it was revelation, that the Word is the Word of revelation. Then from an absolute sense that the Christ is translation, translating God to men. From a standpoint of Christianity, we could see that this translation then becomes reflection. And then from the point of view of science, it became interpretation. So we had a fourfold flow of revelation, translation, reflection, interpretation. And so we went on, or we did take, for instance, those four through those omni terms: omnipotence, the Word, omniscience, the Christ, omnipresence, Christianity, omniscience, omniaction, science. Or we may try to declare it through our own terms, that we said, well, the Word is actually the self-declaration of being. The Christ, we felt, was the self-manifestation of being. So first the Word declares itself, the Christ manifests itself. Christianity was the self-fulfillment of being. It fulfills itself, what it manifests. And then we have had the self explanation of being, that being explains itself. So in this way we try to find the various tonalities, just as when we were studying the seven synonymous terms, we said, well, what does mind mean? It only means something very definite if we can explain first that term mind through the ideas of mind. And so we did it last year, that we said we only can know what the word means through the ideas that explain the word. What the Christ means only really by defining it through those ideas and various offices that are characteristic for the Christ. And so ideas of Christianity and ideas of science. Now, we can build more or less on this understanding. And at that time we already saw something which was indicating really that these four operate on various levels of consciousness, on various levels of science, because we could see even last year that all these ideas that we were seeing characterizing the word Christ, Christianity and science were not always ideas that were characteristic for the level of Christian science. And we already then could indicate that various offices or characteristics of those four sides of the Holy City were characterizing those four on another level than the level of Christian science. And that is what we want to do today, that we want to analyze more specifically how the word Christ, Christianity and science operate on the various levels. So that's the subject of this morning, and we have studied in the level book this assignment, and it covers really all that what then has been reduced to one page, to the page 92 in the level book, which shows a chart which we called survey. It's a funny term. We just didn't know how we should call it so as to distinguish it from the other chart, which shows the four levels, and which we then afterwards just designated as the chart. In the level book we have two. I have to be careful now with the terminology. We have two charts. The one we call the chart, and the other we call the survey. So today, if you have your level book with you, we can consider it on page 92 and just think a little bit about this survey. All right. So here we see first one thing that we have to be clear about, namely that in the survey we don't have the four levels. We have only three levels. The level of science itself is not on it, and actually we must know why it is not on it. Because not only for our sake, we should know that this is absolutely natural, and not just an anomaly, but something that is inherent in the subject itself, so that also we can answer questions that are brought to you, because that's something you will always be asked, why doesn't the level of science have four sides, Word, Christ, Christianity and science. What would you answer if somebody would ask you this very question? Yeah, Mary?
Level of science doesn't have an operation, just
the... Yeah. as you didn't speak very loud, I repeat it and say that your answer was that on the level of science itself, we don't have an operational sense. We have much more that sense of the infinite principle as the one and the only, and so doesn't indicate so much an operational sense. The four are the operational sense. So because we contemplate on the level of science itself just the infinite one as a one, we do not need really to investigate its operational sense, what goes on within that infinite one, and therefore we do not need the four. If I may ask a tricky question, then would be, but doesn't the infinite one operate? Is it so static that nothing happens there? Beg your pardon?
It's explosive.
It's explosive. Quite explosive. Especially when one practices from that level, one can see that it's very explosive. And yet, we would think that an explosion is a real activity, is an operation. So, what do you feel would be the reason, or how could you answer this very right question, that somebody would say, but look here, science is revolutionary in its very nature. Science certainly shows the one being as the infinite one, but you can't say that that infinite one is just a stagnant isness or being. And therefore, how could we answer that question? Yes?
On science itself, it's being, being, being.
Yeah.
It's all self-knowing.
Yes.
There is no relative to idea.
Yes. Yes.
The four operatives are not necessary.
So the operative is not necessary. And then somebody comes and says, but Frank, you can't say that being is stagnant, it's just being. Doesn't something happen in being? Isn't there something happening in being?
Being knowing itself.
It's being knowing itself, yes. Yes. So that's a happening.
It's a happening, but not an operation.
But not an operation. Yes, yes, yes. Well, perhaps we can answer this question when we perhaps first go back to the Bible and see how did this symbol of the holy city, which introduces the four, which introduces the operational sense, how did this city come into being? And there we see that in the revelation of St. John, it is said that John saw a city coming from heaven. It didn't show that there was a city in heaven. It showed that the city, which is the operational sense, comes from heaven. Therefore, it does not exist in heaven, and heaven, we would say, is a symbol for science itself, for being, capital B, being, small b, being, capital B. That's Frank's big war cry for the level of science itself, that being, capital B, being, being, capital B again, that expresses that very much. And the biblical illustration for which we may have heaven, but John the Revelator saw that that city came from heaven, so it indicates, so to say, two things, that the four are not in heaven, they are not, so to say, on the level of science itself, and yet they come from heaven, indicating quite nicely that naturally, the level of science itself includes the level of divine science, absolute Christian and Christian science. So we have to be very careful that we see that all those levels are always one, as we saw yesterday. So when somebody asks, but look here, you can't say that nothing happens, nothing operates in being, on the level of science itself, you can say, yes, there is something happening there, there is an operation there, but that's divine science which is included in science, or that's divine science which comes from science itself. So we have to be careful that the other one who does not know the levels is not asking a wrong question or has a wrong concept. We must be able to categorize this question rightly and say, yes, you are right, but, then comes the but, yes, but, and say, but the operation is typical for divine science, which naturally is included in science itself. Science itself does not stand alone. So we too could say that now, where we consider the four, that is four-side city of where Christ, Christianity, and divine science is coming from the level of science itself, which does not need to be expressed through the four. Which makes us aware that this whole survey here, with all the various levels, are actually the inner content of science itself. That they are a derivation or a deduction from the infinite principle. Yes, so I think we have discussed that important point first, which you may have had as a question in your mind, or which will be brought as a question to your attention. So we go and see that it is actually that pyramid, that on the top of the pyramid has only a point and not four sides, but still from that point come four sides. That's the symbol that John the Revelator also had. There is heaven, the one point, and from heaven comes the city four square. Now, when we ask ourselves, what is the main aspect, perhaps, of the four? How could we perhaps summarize best all the aspects of the Word, all the aspects of the Christ, all the aspects of Christianity, and all the aspects of science? How could we perhaps best pinpoint that? You can see, if I say, what is that which summarizes all the qualities, say, of the Word or of the Christ, then we can easily see that we must find somehow a general denominator which nearly is synonymous with the term Word and with the term Christ and with the term Christianity and with the term science. Now, how would we express perhaps those four? Say, in order to help you, I say, could it be summarized, the whole Word, Christ, Christianity, and science, as seeking, finding, using, being? What do you think? Would that be a summary of the main epitome? No. Huh? You feel it in your bones that it is no. And if you ask your bones why it isn't so, then they may speak up and say, what?
That's only one level.
That's only one level, huh?
Christian science.
Which one?
Christian science.
Christian science. You can easily see that seeking is not enough for the Word, for the Logos. Yes, that finding is not enough for the Christ. So, how would you, say, try to epitomize most in a most approximate approximate way, those four nearly religious terms, the first three are actually a bit religious terms, the Word of God, the Christ, the Christianity, only science is not a religious term. How would you pinpoint that? Yes, and how would you define those four? Yes, and do you think that the class understood it? Could hear it?
Could you hear it? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Well, what I said was that
good.
You would have to do it on the highest level possible. It can't be the science level, so it has to be the divine science level.
Okay? Yes.
You're now, as we were saying, on the Christian science level.
Yes.
We want to be on the absolute Christian science.
Yes.
We want to take the highest level possible.
Yeah.
So we take the divine science level, which is self-declaration, self-operation, self-fulfillment, and self-explanation.
Yes. Is that a good one? I think it's a good one, huh? Do you know from where she has taken it? Well, that doesn't matter. The main thing is that you knew it. Yes. So this is what we have on the survey here. Under the terms Word, Christ, Christianity and Science, we have there self-declaration of the Word, self-operation, self-fulfillment, and self-explanation. So perhaps with these terms, perhaps one day we'll find better ones. And this gives me just an opportunity to make a side remark. The side remarks are always important in a syllabus class. that whole survey which you have here is perhaps something, or not perhaps something, is something that has been, laid out more through inspiration than through text interpretation from the textbook. It's very difficult, naturally, to take the text of the textbook and crystallize or deduce from the text what is the Word in divine science, what in Christian science, what in absolute Christian science, and what in Christian science. This is not so easy because the textbook always gives sentences, gives whole subjects. And when one wants to make a list like this with single terms, then one runs in a certain kind of difficulty. So what we have here on this survey, you must know that was my spiritual insight at the time that I wrote the book. And many of these ideas here I can prove through the text. Many it would be difficult to prove merely through the blunt text. They must be proved through a scientific plus a spiritual sense of what? Of the categories. They are all terms that we can deduce, not so much from the actual text of the textbook, but which we can deduce from the categories that we have. We should be able, therefore, if we have those two categories, the levels and the four sides of the Holy City, that through the point of intersection, you know what I mean, the point of intersection of the vertical and the horizontal, to the point of intersection we should be able to define that in metaphysical terms. And that is what I have done. It is not just inspiration. As I said yesterday about text interpretation, personal and subjective interpretation isn't of great value. It may be quite nice for a certain moment, but for a science it is of no value whatsoever. We must see that we can deduce everything from categories, according to categories. And so we will watch that very thing, that as we go through the survey, we will constantly watch, is that a point of intersection of the vertical and horizontal categories? Yes, well, that was the side remark that I want to say, and I want to say it so that you feel, as time goes on, you know, that one may like to change here something and there something. And that's good, and that's all natural, it's all scientific. If you think of Mrs. Eddy, she wrote the textbook, the first edition, and if you compare it with the last edition, there is actually not much anymore that is similar or the same. It has changed and changed, and yet what she wrote in the first edition of Science and Health was just as true. Perhaps not so polished, perhaps not taken into account that language must be clearer, more defined, and so on. She began to restructure the textbook and things like that. So all that is happening always in a scientific development and in a spiritual development that we must face, that what we have seen, say, 10 years ago, may no more be 100% exact today, and yet it's still good enough to go on that basis. That happened with Mrs. Eddy, that happened with John Dorley, that happened with our books, though I always am very much impressed that when after 20 or 30 years I pick up the books that I have written that long ago and which I usually don't read anymore when they have been written, that there is very little that I would like to change, actually.